Welcome back here. Yeah, I know exactly what you were going to say there. Coach Chad Kopic to my left. You can tell me. I haven't added it up yet. Free throws tonight.
11 for 21. Yep, that's what we're talking.
Well, you were about to say last Thursday, 28 for 32, but you also said Thursday through the season you've been 55%. So for you guys to shoot that well Thursday was awesome. Tonight, not the case, but you get the win 44-42. Tell me about what you told your team. 3.2 seconds left after Garrigan turns it over. Timeout called. Take us inside the Mustang huddle for your chance at the buzzer-beating shot.
We work on last-second plays all the time at the end of practice. You know, every coach does that. You want to be ready for that situation. And we know we've got one of the fastest guys with the basketball, in Northwest Iowa. Connor Walterman is so fast with the basketball. So we just told him we're going to spread our shooters out in the corner. We're going to give him a screen to rub off of. And then we told him 3.2 seconds is enough time for you to go coast to coast. So if you can get all the way into the paint, do it. And he turned the corner, got himself into the paint, and was able to knock that shot down off the glass. It was a terrific move. Just a terrific move.
Great finish. Coach, your team led by 10 at halftime, 22-12. I thought your man-to-man defense was excellent here tonight.
We did. I mean, we were helping. We were moving. We were moving as one, all five guys together. And when we do that, we can be pretty difficult to handle. Now, at the same time, they struggled shooting the ball a little bit. Now, that was due to our defense in part, but also I think they had a tough first half shooting because they came out and hit a few more threes in that second half, which we kind of thought they might.
Coach, you're up 13 midway through the third quarter, and all of a sudden things changed as they began to make some of those shots in that fourth quarter. Their last three of the game puts them ahead 42-39 with 2:45 to go. Adam Mullen made one of two at the line to make it 42-40. And then it may have been out of timeout, but with 106 to go, Walterman found him underneath for an alley-oop layup off the glass, tying the game, and then, of course, setting up that final minute. Overall, how do you grade your team's performance this evening?
I'm very pleased with it because we knew coming in that Garrigan was a fantastic defensive team. They like to slow the pace down. They're very good at it. They're very deliberate on offense. We tried to speed them up as much as we could, and there were times we did tonight, but we never get out in transition. We very, very rarely got out in transition, so it was going to be a slowdown game. It's nice to see that we can win the first round 87-72 and then win the second round 44-42. You have to be able to play different styles and win at different paces in the postseason. And I think we showed that tonight. And, like you said at the beginning, survive in advance.